Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here with another video. This one's going to be brief, but I really want to signal boost what I think could be an important story for Germany. We got sent this by a lot of German fans who watched the channel. Thanks very much to all of you who brought this to my attention. But this story seems crazy to me. This is the news that there's a legislature now being passed in Germany that means if you are a streamer, so for example on Twitch, you will require a broadcasting license if you reach more than 500 people. And this is crazy. I mean, this is in line with a lot of German legislature. They don't seem to really have a good handle on technology. You know, they still believe in video game violence. You know, the video games cause the violence. Super censorious when it comes to video games in Germany and depictions of blood and violence. You know, even though studies, you know, the new studies are now showing that there is no connection, something that the intelligent and rational among us have known for many, many years. But this story just kind of blew my mind. And I want to thank one of the regulars, Rucario, in my channel, who's Austrian, who translated this for me. I think it's important that you kind of get a handle on this, because I do have a lot of German people who watch this channel, and hopefully you guys can band together and do something. So this is again, my German pronunciation is terrible. I haven't spoken in many years. Grunde Cessna. Yeah, go on. It won't be that, but we'll pretend it is. And you can see here that this is the report, which says basically, if you want to provide a live program in Germany for more than 500 people, so if you're a Twitch streamer that was popular enough to attract 500 people to your channel, you will now need a broadcasting license. The Commission for what they call Licensing and Observation, which is abbreviated to ZAC, or the State's Media Authority, now want to make an example of this via the Let's Play channel of Piet Smiet TV on Twitch. And that literally is what it says. It's, you know, they play games and goof around and record it, and they have kind of like rolling broadcasts. You know, if you go on there now, they'll probably be playing some old, you know, a video that they did. And what the German government want to do is they're planning to shut down this channel at the end of April if there is no application for such a license. So Piet Smiet TV is going to basically be kind of the example. So the ZAC says that for them, not using a broadcasting license on Twitch makes them a pirate TV station, equivalent to a pirate TV station. The channel fulfills this, apparently under Section 2 of the Broadcasting Treaty's definition of what a broadcasting supplier is, and therefore Twitch streamers would require a license. They are demanding that the channel applies for such a license, otherwise they will use the full force of the law to shut down the channel, and they will demand that a fine will be paid, and this can be for you know, quite severe fines. It'll be for an unspecified amount. You can also see here it talks about the cost of acquiring such a license, and the application for a license will be anything between 1,000 to 10,000 euros, which isn't necessarily the biggest problem. I mean, I imagine if you were a successful channel, you could probably afford that level of investment. It would be a bit of a bump to your costs, but certainly you could probably afford it. But you know, Piet Smiet TV will be fine, you know, paying this. But obviously, if you're a small streamer, and let's say you're on that, you know, you're exactly on that 500 threshold, you know, you go over it on some days, but you don't make a lot of donations, you don't get a lot of subs, and certainly you don't spam the ads, there's no way realistically you could say this was affordable. You know, quite simply. Now, there's a lot of speculation as to why this might be, and they even kind of speculate a little bit in this article. They talk about how, you know, the media are kind of losing their grip a little bit, you know. And we this is a phenomenon that we've talked about on this channel, you know, multiple times, that yes, they are losing the grip, the mainstream media, and what they're looking to do is kind of regain control. And very similar to the video we did about how in Poland, an esports company tried to get a watershed applied to Counter-Strike games, probably so they can have a monopoly. You'll also notice as well, you know, this ongoing attack on YouTubers and other gaming figures, because mainstream media is swirling down the toilet. People are cutting cables. People don't want to watch TVs. People don't want to get TV subscriptions. They want to consume all their media online. And the people that have a handle on this and have got ahead of the curve are very powerful figures indeed. So it just says here that Peter Schmitz, who is the founder of Piet Schmidt UG, said they are currently informing themselves of what the cost of such a broadcasting license would be. They've already had talks with the state media authority, and they're going to push back. They're hoping there will be an adjustment of the law. But as things stand, Zach is going to be well within their rights to make this request, and it could hold up. So they're going to have to lobby for this. Now, obviously, look, streaming is a global phenomenon. It's a way for people of all backgrounds to connect with gamers from all across the world. I don't see why Germans should be kind of, you know, have to go through this extra layer of ridiculousness to just stream and connect, you know? I mean, I don't know what's going to happen here, but I mean, surely there's something that, I don't know, Twitch could do. I don't know how much of a market Germany represents for Twitch TV, but this is serious. This is a major European country, and let's not forget, you know, big player in the European Union, that's saying that this form of new age digital broadcasting is piracy. It's akin to piracy. You're not robbing or stealing from anybody. You are just in control of your own content, and you have talk direct to your own audience. And if you become successful doing that, Germany want to shut that down. That seems insane to me. And there was a few other things as well. You know, I did talk to a few German streamers that I know. Obviously, I will certainly keep their names, you know, out of this video. But basically, the general consensus among the kind of streaming community is that when it comes to this, like, kind of broadcasting legislature in Germany, they're like stuck, you know, 50 years behind where we are technologically. And it's this big kind of shadowy group of old men who want to squeeze as much money out from new technology because they didn't move with the times, you know. And I've talked about this a lot as well. I don't see how anyone who exists in a capitalist system, had a monopoly for like this super long period of time, if you don't move with the times, you don't evolve and don't adapt, you then can't cry about it and go, oh, but the new media is taking our jobs. It's capitalism. You had the benefits for all of this amount of time. You don't get the benefits now just because you fucked up and you stayed stagnant and static. So I think the streamers in Germany that are aware of this, and the major players, you know, YouTubers, digital media type people in Germany, are going to band together and have communications and try and push back on this. But I think what would be an amazing endorsement and a way to make sure that this doesn't happen would be if Twitch were to kind of lend their weight behind it and perhaps help them make a case to the German broadcasting authority. Because look, at the end of the day, it might not be a particularly big deal. You might be watching this video and I'm going, Richard, I don't even fucking speak German. I would never watch a German streamer. But that's not the point, is it? It's part of the kind of global digital broadcasting community, you know, being effectively shut down unfairly. And in a way, I think we can all agree it is absurd. So a lot of sympathy going out to my German brethren. Hopefully this all gets resolved. And obviously we'll keep you up to date of what happens with the story on this channel and, of course, on the website rlewisreports.com. So thanks a lot for tuning in for this one. As I said, just a quick update, and we will keep you posted as more developments break. Thanks very much.